But right now in the studio, Qanbar Nadri joins us fresh off his experience in Bushehr. Well, Qanbar, I wish we were talking to you under different circumstances, but here we are. Give us a roundup of what you have seen in terms of the news coming. Give us an area, if you can, or an idea, if you can, of where this earthquake has occurred in terms of the region, because I understand it's now the southeastern part of Iran and then spread. So it didn't go upwards like Afghanistan. We haven't heard any news, but obviously all the details that you can give us right now.
Kaveh, thank you. As you can see, tremors have become a fact of life in Iran, which means Iranian authorities and the Red Crescent Society should always be ready. I just returned from Shombeh, the epicenter of the previous 6.5 magnitude earthquake in Bushehr province, and I can tell you with confidence now here in the Iranian capital, Tehran, that Iranian authorities, especially the hard-working Red Crescent Society, is more than ever ready. And you should know, my own personal experience tells me that the first 24 hours is the crucial one. This is the time that the Red Crescent Society, the people, the survivors, the authorities have the chance to get as many people as possible out of the rubble and as soon as possible. But experience also tells us that sometimes survivors could be pulled out of the rubble days after an earthquake that has hit any given ground, any major area in any part of the world. This particular earthquake is about 7.5 magnitude, but that's not important. What is important is what we should do now. And I am confident that over the next 24 hours, search and rescue operations once again will prove completely successful. The Red Crescent Society is a very, very successful institution in Iran, and they have taken many tests in the past, and they have passed each and every one of them, especially the previous one. But now we have a bigger one that has once again shaken many other countries in the Persian Gulf, and now we can see for the first time Pakistan, Afghanistan. Even there are reports that some buildings in the Indian capital, New Delhi, have also been shaken because of this Iranian earthquake. Saravan is the epicenter of this earthquake, and it is for the first time in the past 40 years, think about it, the first time in the past 40 years that we have had such a powerful tremor, 7.5 magnitude, in that particular part of the country. And the sad part of the scenario is that this part of the country is also very close to the Bushehr province, the southern part of the Iranian cities and towns. So I'm not expert in earthquakes, but I can say that there might be some kind of connection between the previous one and this one. So because we had more than 150 aftershocks in Bushehr province. I felt dozens of them during the nights and during the days, and I feel like this earthquake has been behind this second earthquake that we just experienced today. But I can say again with my experience that search and rescue operations will once again be successfully carried out by the Red Crescent Societies in the next 24 hours. But we need to go to that area because it is still too early to give out any estimates about the structural damages or the financial damages. Remember, the previous earthquake, we still haven't heard the financial damages to that part of the country. So we have to wait and see, because it will take some time for the authorities to get into that area. There are remote regions over there also, by the way, which will be very difficult for the rescue workers to reach because of the closure of the roads in mountainous areas. So we have to wait. It is too early to give any rough idea about the structural damages or the financial losses to after this second earthquake that has struck that eastern part of the Iranian cities and towns.
Well, I hate to break into this political side of it, but I'm going to have to do that because you also mentioned it regarding what happened in Bushehr. And perhaps you might have been informed already, maybe not, but Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant was announced not to be damaged. This was according to the official at the Russian company that built the plant. He said that he had spoken to a colleague at the plant and said that there was no damage to that reported. If there's any type of maybe misinterpretation that maybe viewers are going to get from any type of news out there. But Ghanbar, because you're fresh off your experience there in Bushehr, and also you were at one of the hardest hits, if not the hardest hit town, Shombe, you talked about aftershocks, and I believe that is one of the biggest worries now. You talked about, I don't know how many, but can you draw a parallel quickly in your mind, if you can, in terms of 6.5 Richter scale in that earthquake with this being 7.5? How many aftershocks did you experience there, and how many
more than perhaps? More than 170 aftershocks we felt in Shombe and the surrounding areas of Bushehr province over the past 4 days or so when I was there personally reporting for Press TV live from Shombe, the epicenter of the tremor. But that earthquake was 6.5. This one is 7.5, which means that the destruction could be higher than the previous one, and we will have a bigger number of tremors, aftershocks in this particular after this particular earthquake. The strongest one in the last earthquake was 4.5 magnitude. So we shouldn't be surprised to hear that this time around we will have aftershocks as powerful as at least I hope I am wrong right now, at least 5 Richter on 5 Richter scale. I hope that I'm wrong, but we will have more powerful earthquake than the previous ones. As you pointed out about the Bushehr nuclear power plant, first of all, the Russian contractors and the Iranian nuclear agency officials have all made it absolutely clear that the previous earthquake did not cause any structural damages whatsoever to Bushehr power plant because it has been built on international safety standards and regulations, and it is more than ever ready to withstand stronger earthquakes than even on a higher scale than 7.5. But let's be frank for a moment. We are in this together. The previous earthquake and this one, they both shook many capitals across the Persian Gulf and now the Pakistani cities and even Indian cities, which means anything that happens in this particular part of the world, the Persian Gulf, the Middle East, is going to affect everyone, be it political, be it war, be it natural disasters like these two earthquakes. So which means that all we need now is regional cooperation to overcome any kind of challenges that we face day in, day out. Let's say that all these rumors that, please forgive my language, are just out of the ordinary and rubbish, that they are right, that they claim that there has been some kind of damages to Bushehr power plant. So is there anything for you to be happy? You shouldn't be happy. If something happens to Iran, if something happens to Iran's nuclear power plants in Tehran or in any other parts of the country, it is going to affect many other countries. So let's work together. Let's feel responsible. Let's not come up with all these unconstructive rumors and discussions about the safety of Iran's nuclear power plants, because they are safe as long as the IAEA and the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is concerned, as far as the Russian contractors are concerned, as well as the Iranian nuclear energy officials are concerned. Everything is fine and everything is working round the clock. And believe it or not, Iran is more than anyone else in the region and beyond concerned about the safety of its own people and its own structures, especially nuclear power plants. But I said again and again that nothing has happened to any of the nuclear power plants in Iran, across the country or elsewhere, and it is not going to happen because they have been built based on international safety standards and regulations, mm-hmm. overseen and supervised by the IAEA inspectors day in, day out.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. That's Ghanbar Nahdari talking to us fresh off his unfortunate experience over in Bushehr, where there was an experience days ago of which he gave us all those great reports and updates throughout his time there.